With the American Security Project, I'm August Cole. We're joined by Governor Christine Todd Whitman, former New Jersey governor and administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. Governor Whitman, thanks for joining us as you travel around the country.
My pleasure. Delighted.
One of the things I'd like to open up with is how you expect the sequester will impact American competitiveness in an overall sense.
Well, I mean, right now, America looks puzzling is probably the best way to put it to the rest of the world. They don't understand what's going on. They don't understand sequestration, and actually most Americans don't either, but they've never seen America in a position where it doesn't seem to have its act together fiscally. And this is worrying people, and it's worrying them. It's not undermining their ultimate confidence in the economy of the country as being a major player, but it makes them hesitant to dive in too deeply at this point in time, which is going to slow everything down.
Given your experience at the state level, where do you see the impact there of sequester, and how will this play out within the larger competitiveness framework?
Well, the real question is going to become where the federal government actually does make cuts. I mean, there is a lot of flexibility within each one of the departments and agencies to cut things that are non-essential to their core missions. Certainly when I was at EPA, we'd send a budget that reflected our analysis of our core mission to Congress, and every year we'd get it back with more money, with perfectly good programs, but not ones that were essential to us. The problem with us sequester is that it's across the board, so each department gets hit the same way, but within the departments, a certain amount of discretion does exist. If they're going to persist in doing things like that they're threatening, closing down airport control towers, you're going to see, and TSA officers, you're going to see some bad things happen pretty fast. And that's going to, I think, undermine our security, our position in the world. But what it will do, it will certainly get the American people to put a whole lot of pressure on Congress to end this. And that might make it come to a conclusion sooner rather than later.
Yeah, the implications for energy and environmental policy in particular, is there anything that's being overlooked right now as you see the debate taking shape?
Well, the real problem is that you've got a host of people who want to see environmental policy vastly curtailed, that they don't believe that there's a need for regulations that protect human health and the environment. They're not willing to discuss climate change because they look at everything as a zero-sum game, and obviously, economics and jobs take precedent right now. So every time anyone mentions that we need to do something about changing climate and that that is, in fact, a national security issue for us, the pushback is, but jobs are more important right now. And that's what we care about, is giving people the stability to stay in their homes and to support their families. So that's going to be an ongoing battle, sequester or not, I'm afraid.
You know, one aspect that seems also underappreciated, and it's tied to notions of climate change, is the impact in a kind of preparedness and post-disaster context. The aftermath of Hurricane Katrina comes to mind. How do you view sequester's impact playing out in this arena?
Well, the problem is going to be that there are going to be cuts to those aspects of the federal government that actually deal with smart growth and planning. Because what you're going to have is a lot of pressure at the state level to rebuild as quickly as possible, which is understandable, get their economies back. But if we don't rebuild smart, if we don't do it in a different way, we cannot continue to have business as usual, because all we're doing is setting ourselves up for the potential of the next big storm, wiping everything out, and the taxpayers being saddled with an enormous deficit for debt that they're going to have to pay in order to rebuild. And if we keep doing it the same way, we're just entering a cycle that makes no sense.
As a last question, do you have any initial recommendations that come to mind for first steps, really, to start shoring up American competitiveness in the current climate?
Well, I mean, first of all, we've got to get a Congress to work together. And it did seem as if over the last weekend, the president was reaching out and the Republicans were responding to a bit, and you were having at least a back and forth that could be productive, because we've got to start having that political, the politics put aside and the policy dialogue take precedence here. If we don't do that, it's really nothing that's gonna work for us over the long term. We're going to have short-term solutions kicking the ball down the road, and and that's going to hurt us and our competitiveness internationally. And right now, people are very, very concerned around the world about where is America going, and is it going to continue to be have the strength that it needs in order to be a leading nation?
Well, Governor Whitman, thank you for joining us today.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
With the American Security Project, I'm August Cole.